You're listening to Season 6 of MGIF, a video game podcast where you listen to me walking around mostly London, having fun, silly chats with people who are involved with or have an interest in video games in one way or another. If, by chance, this gets you thinking about video game culture and its wider place in society, that is not my fault. Today's episode is with the magical Steve McNeil, everybody. Now, if you don't know Steve, and I'm sure you do, he's a British comedian, he's a Twitch streamer, he writes books, he's been on telly. You may recognise him from Dara O'Brien's Go 8-Bit, as it was called on the telly, but he created it on the stage in Edinburgh to begin with. I mean, Steve has done all sorts of things. He also has a very long-running spin-off project called Wi-Fi Wars, which is this kind of interactive video game comedy show thing where everyone comes together to play computer games and have a laugh. If you've not seen that, you should definitely check it out, Wi-Fi Wars on Twitter. I met up with Steve in Milton Keynes, where he picked me up in his car straight out of the train. Gosh, did he give me a bloody tour. We looked at the Concrete Cows, which is the thing that Milton Keynes is known for, and some roundabouts. And we sort of perversely try to not talk about video games for as long as we can, and instead talk about concrete, glass, facts about Milton Keynes and other things. Then we sat down in a pub and we talked about Street Fighter, whether we should cancel Charles Martinet or not, Wi-Fi Wars, Steve's book, California Games, and one of the subgames in that, Footbag. It goes all over the place. There's lots of stupidity, lots of jokes, lots of silliness. This is the most chaotic episode of the season, I would say. This episode was recorded in November of 2023, and I think that's everything you need to know. So please enjoy the chaos that is Season 6. Episode 6 with Steve McNeil.
Please mind the gap when leaving the train and step onto the platform before removing heavy luggage and pushchairs. We'll
now arriving to Belfast Keynes Central.
Here we are in sunny Milton Keynes. I'm making fun, but it's raining in London, so to be fair, that's one up on us. And I'm off to meet Steve McNeil off the train. Says he's got his car, so I'm going to go for a nice drive to get coffee, because I'm chemically reliant on it. Right, let me find him. I'm going to send him a text and see where he is. Ah, I see him. I'm going to wave to him like his Uber driver. Oh, hello.
Hello.
Oh, how are you doing? Oh, God.
Very good.
Let me just elegantly...
I've made this as awkward as possible for you.
No, you'd think, but Ellie picked me up in a fancy Lambo.
Right, yeah, she's like the midlife crisis.
I'm trying to squeeze into that. And she was slightly late, so I had to go around the car park in
Catford. I was slightly late, but I think I got away with it.
That's okay, because it's a bit... I feel a bit safer.
Okay, all right, good. Yeah, it's nice here.
I was peering into windows going, is that it? No, that's definitely not her. That's an angry-looking bald man.
That's a drug dealer.
Yeah. It's like, why is this man walking around with a little... It's fine, right? If I don't have the dead cat on...
You're fine.
People don't think it's a mobile phone, but when you put that on, they go, what's he doing?
They know what you're doing.
And I'm like, damn.
Although because I've never met you, I feel like I've just sort of driven the session.
Yeah.
Pick up a male escort.
Yeah.
Very odd. Well, we'll see how it goes.
It's an odd tone. Yeah, I mean, you know. Yeah. It's got how much time we got on this? A few hours, so yeah.
All right, let's get you drunk.
All access.
Where do you want to go? What do you want to do?
I don't know.
Think I need Milton Keynes. This bit is made of glass and concrete.
Indeed.
There's like the shopping centre in the middle, and there's cafes there. There's Bletchley. There's Bletchley Park, of course.
Oh yeah, I can't remember what.
You have to pay to get in there, though. So it depends how. there's the concrete cows, but that's outside, so that might affect your.
The concrete cows. We could look at the concrete cows. Yeah, yeah.
Let's do a drive-by of the concrete cows.
Can't wait.
There's an old village, Stony Stratford. That's got nice pubs and things.
That might be a cosy
Stony Stratford.
Cosy vibe.
All right.
We could do that and
I'll
get
do
a coffee
of
and
concrete
a.
Cows on the
What could you want?
Yeah.
This is good. This is a driving tour. It's better than a walking tour, which I've got with Catford, because that's, you know, you've got to walk.
Yeah, and you've
use
got to
your bloody
Catford.
Legs. And you've got being, yeah, yeah, there is that too. There is a lot of glass, isn't there, in concrete?
Yeah, that's new, that. A lot of this is new. So they've sort of, in a weird way, they've been sympathetic to the existing architecture by making more horrible glass rectangles.
They made sure it fits in, yeah.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
There is a logic to it, but not necessarily an aesthetically pleasing one.
Oh, it's like Mirror's Edge, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's what
Stratford, it's like. You'll see, it will suddenly not look like this, and it'll be lovely. It's just old High Street.
Transform. Yeah. Beautiful, I can't wait.
How was your journey?
It's all right, yeah, it's quick. I usually get a coffee on the train, but there are delays in London.
Get you one in Stony Stratford.
And it'll be fine, and then we can fire up properly.
Okay.
Local coffee. It's fine.
What's the travel lodge?
Oh, a travel lodge.
Yeah, we've got a travel lodge now.
Good. Good gracious.
I know.
Santander just put it that. Yeah, so. Sort of looks like a Sainsbury's, doesn't it, from that?
Yeah, there is
but
a
it's
Sainsbury's
not.
That looks just like that, about one block over.
Oh, well, what a mistake to make.
Another brick rectangle.
It is, isn't it?
Yes.
Do you go into London much for your work from here?
Not as much as I used to. Like when I was gigging with Sam and things, it used to be all the time.
What's your next London thing?
Seeing Sam Pamphilon, the rubbish one from Guy.
The other guy.
On Friday, having lunch at Dean's, going to eat a massive pile of meat.
Nice. Nice.
I'm going to see my old university friends.
So oh, that's nice.
Social, really.
An actual social rather than doing it for the sake of. Oh, wow.
Not too many shandies.
Imagine that.
Yeah.
Yes.
That, see Network Rail head office. Before that was Network Rail's head office.
Yes.
That used to be a hockey pitch, which was MK Dons' home pitch as well until they got their own stadium.
Right. So until they had an upgrade, they didn't just sort of turf them out and say, right, no more hockey for you.
No.
That's your lot. Well, that's good. That's good to know.
Yeah.
MK Dons
so
Stadium.
You've got loads of history.
You've got loads of it.
Stole a football team. Glass
rectangles.
Glass rectangles. This is a roundabout.
This is a roundabout.
Is this your first roundabout in Milton Keynes?
It's my first one. Well.
It's a big one.
You know, you'd think I'd remember if I'd been roundabout in Milton Keynes before.
Have you ever been to Milton Keynes?
So it
ever?
Must be. I don't think I have.
Normally people have been here to a concert or the shops.
Or maybe
skiing.
I've been through.
Yeah, definitely passed through.
Through.
Wavered it as you get a burn.
Many times. Yeah. So yeah, this is what I mean. I need these tours, you know. I need educating.
Right, well, let's show you some concrete cows.
Little shopping. What do they call those things again?
Shops.
Shops. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. They sell stuff. You can buy it. You can take some of it back.
Do you have to exchange it? That's the catch. You need
sometimes,
to give them something.
They've all got different policies. But yeah, shops.
Well, you can try your luck and remove things.
Oh, well, you can. Yeah. Well, in this day and age, of course.
What's the security like in Milton Keynes, do you think?
I reckon you can nick anything up to about 15 quid.
Yeah, okay.
Let's see, when we get to Stony.
Should we have a go?
Have a little competition, make it a game.
See how much cumulative stuff we can nick.
Yeah.
Yeah, alright then.
How close do you want to be to the concrete cows?
I don't know, I'm all of my options.
Do you want to touch one or do you just want to see one?
Drive by and touch one.
It's up to you.
Roll the window down and give him a little. I mean, I'll just look.
I'll drive by. If you really want to touch one once you see it, I'll pull in somewhere and we'll stroll over and you can touch a concrete cow.
It'll give me a reason to come back.
There's a concrete dinosaur, isn't there? That's not over here, that's the other side of town. So.
Not with the cows?
No. Well, you can't put a. You know, if you put a dinosaur in a field of cows.
Oh, bloodbath.
It'd eat them all, wouldn't it?
It's like that little puzzle, isn't it? Crossing the river with dinosaurs and
yes,
cows.
Yes, exactly. It's exactly like that with some cement.
Just that.
Yeah.
Look, it's fine. I'm glad they found a use for concrete beyond squares, you know. That's good.
It's all right. This bit's all right, though. This is a roundabout. There's some trees.
I can see the trees. Ah, look, you can see the gentle transition now. So it's trees and concrete.
Well, you're actually still very much in the middle, but the way they built Milton Keynes, if I can bore you, and I will.
Please.
The idea was all of the housing estates would be lined with trees, so you can drive through Milton Keynes and never see a building. So the original, but there's a housing estate just behind these trees, but we're on a big dual carriageway that's empty.
Right.
You're right by houses, but it divides the two, so it keeps it clean.
So it hides the houses.
What you want to do is shut up and look to the right.
Oh.
Look at the concrete cows. Brace yourself.
They're here.
There they are. Down there. You'll see them better when you look across there. I'll look around.
There they are. There they are. There's seven?
Yeah, maybe.
I thought you'd know that off the top of your head.
Well, it's not the sort of thing you bother to count, is it?
Suppose.
It's more than a couple.
The ensemble.
It's some concrete cows.
It's a collective piece of art, so you don't need to count.
That's the KFC. Don't go to that KFC. They're very slow at the drive-thru.
Right.
You want to go to the one at the football stadium.
Noted.
And that's all I know about Milton Keynes.
Let's try and rain man these cows.
Yeah, there's cows.
See if we can just...
Here we go. There's baby ones and big ones.
Right, I'm looking.
So don't let that throw you. I think that's six.
Yeah. Don't need to rain, man. There's only six.
We did it. Character six in the space of about as many seconds.
Yeah, you get quite a long time to
well
count
done,
as well. That would make the film a lot worse, wouldn't it, if you had to just count the cows in Milton Keynes, the concrete cows, with a good amount of time to just slowly go one, two. Yeah, there's six.
Yeah,
there's six.
No, six.
Incredible.
The end.
How does he do it?
Yeah. Any other questions about Milton Keynes?
God. So we've got the cows.
Got the cows.
Lots of squares.
Rectangles,
sorry. There's a difference, true.
Roundabouts.
Lot of trees.
Lots of trees.
Nice, yes. Well, that's, you know, people want trees.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard.
There's a Roman villa behind those trees.
There's not.
There is. I mean, ruins, obviously, it's not. It didn't survive.
No. Imagine. No one's not noticed
it. Oh, yeah. Entire Roman villa, yeah. Immaculate.
Has anyone spotted that? No. That's beautiful. So that's history.
We've got old stuff.
Old stuff, so that's culture.
Roman villa,
tick.
Concrete dinosaur.
Yep.
Old.
Old. Brackets old.
Wolverton, big railway town. Do you know Wolverton?
No.
Oh, there you go, you see, Wolverton.
I've even heard of it.
Wolverton sort of pre-exists Milton Keynes, but is in the same way that Milton Keynes was. Wolverton's basically equidistant between Birmingham and London. So it's a big railway depot, or it was a railway depot, and that's where the railway works were. So everybody who lives around here used to work at the works.
Right.
All my family did, yeah.
That's actual good history, though.
I know, I lived here all my life.
Beautiful.
I know all about Milton Keynes.
See, when you were going to test your video game knowledge, but also you have other, you know, other things too.
Talk about video games.
No.
I don't like
it. It's going to be
Milton Keynes.
Do you know what? I'm the same.
Yeah.
Waste of time.
Yeah, I agree.
Genuine waste of time.
I'll take you through Wolverton on the way to Sunny Stratford, because it's basically on the way.
Yes.
Works out, this is great. You're getting the full tour, aren't you?
This is...
Are you lucky?
The Milton Keynes Wolverton tour.
Bit,
yeah, just do it in one big circle and we're done.
Yeah, drop you off. I'll drop you at this train station.
Oh, my God. That is a dramatic change of format, but it's happening right now.
Yeah.
Done.
That used to be a very, very pretty rail station, but they knocked down all the old bits.
It doesn't look... Yeah, it looks a bit sad and
disparate. The old brickwork in a minute.
Can't wait.
Coming to
which side should I be
terraced houses. The entire town basically built around the railway works. So it's all terraced houses that were for workers.
For the work, right.
So it's a proper northern town.
That's what I like.
In the Midlands.
In the Midlands, yeah.
You're a northerner.
I am, yes.
Whereabouts?
Just west of Manchester, Atherton.
You say the real place.
Well, it's called Atherton.
Atherton.
Near Bolton. Wait, Bolton's the nearest...
Isn't it
just?
What a horrible place. I live in Milton Keynes. I was walking around the rub between the shows and I said, this place must be so sad.
It's, yeah, yes.
There's so much poverty there. It's horrid.
It's one of the features.
I'm posh and I'm disgusted by poor people. I mean, I'm disgusted at the decline of
the lack of support.
The English market town. And,
it's
just horrid.
Yeah, you're going around sort of pinching your nose, going, woo.
Yeah,
no, that's Bolton. Tragic. That's Bolton. But, near there, Atherton it is called, near neighbouring towns, Tildesley, Lee.
Right.
It's one of them.
How has Atherton done in the intervening years? Was it also decimated by...
It has.
...shutting everything?
It's had a slight tart-up. Slight gentrification.
Posh people bought houses in it because it's near a proper train station somewhere.
What's happened is they've made a nice route into Manchester. It's a direct bus. You know, and these sort of plough through the fields.
Yeah,
so it's a shuttle service. they come out.
They're all spending half a million for a dodgy little house.
Half a million for a street.
Right.
And then they go. So as a result, there's lots of little nice places popped up that you're not scared to go in. But I used to live there at uni when I was in uni with my now wife, and one of the pubs 1 year turned into a pound pub. If you remember the pound pubs.
Pound?
Well, you know, like Poundland?
Yeah.
It's just that, but it's a pub.
Oh, Christ.
And that was not a good idea, as you can imagine.
No, I don't want to go to there.
No. Well, they also realised it was a bad idea after a few months, and it was no longer that. But, God, the floors...
I mean, it's going to get sad and unpleasant, isn't it?
Yeah, we thought we'd go in for a laugh, right? Because it was called the Wheat Sheaf before that.
And it wasn't a laugh.
And it wasn't a laugh.
Because
we went, ha-ha! Pound, but that's ridiculous how cheap that is.
It's depressing.
Hilarious, yeah. Literally after about a pint we went.
People, the world let down.
Yeah. And we can't get off the floor because we're stuck to it. Yeah. Our feet are stuck to it. Oh, we're like, let's get out now. But but these days it's full of like cocktail bars and little cafes and all sorts. But
I'm not going because it's not Bolton.
Yeah, no, don't go. Oh, don't go. I'm just saying I feel slightly better about going. They agree.
People were nice, but their town isn't.
They thrive in spite.
There's no way
of Bolton.
They can't not know.
No.
That place is
no.
in need of investment.
At least there's a disappointing football team to be saddened by as well.
I
I don't anymore. I'm a lapsed Bolton. When I go home and see my family, we all end up watching football together.
You're a male escort in Milton.
Yes.
Living the dream.
What a journey.
Wow.
You know?
Wow.
It's been a long journey, but I'm here.
Congrats. We're nearly at Stony Stratford now.
Oh, lovely.
Do you want a coffee? Or do you want a pint? I'm not going to have a pint.
I'm going to have a coffee.
I'm a responsible adult.
I'm keeping my drink until the weekend.
All right.
It's not
if I didn't have my kids' parents' evening, I'd probably have a pint.
Yeah, there is that too.
I don't think I should go to the first parents' evening at a new school drunk.
Or even just smelling of booze. It's all, either way. It would, yeah. Might liven it up a little bit, but...
It would liven it up.
Right.
I don't know if that's what I'm going for.
No. You're going for without incident,
straightforward. Just try to make them like me so that, they don't take it out on my kids for the next 4 years.
Is it nice? Are they nice?
Yeah, it's lovely. Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah.
Teachers.
The wheels fell off the school bus the other week, so that's a shame. But no one died, so it's fine.
Wait. What do you mean? All of them?
No. One corner. So two wheels on one corner. Back left.
As it turned?
It had kids in it and it was driving.
Bloody hell.
It wasn't on it. But
that's actually... Right, okay, so...
The wheels hurtled down the street and nearly hit a child, but again, they didn't. So it's fine.
So it's fine in the end?
Yeah.
So some maintenance requirements.
I think they're having a look at it, and I think that's probably best.
Yeah.
I prefer the buses I put my daughter on to have all their wheels.
Yes.
Throughout the journey, like from start to finish.
Yeah, ideally.
I don't like the number of wheels on the bus to change.
No.
Mid-journey.
It's not part of the song.
No,
for a start.
It's not, for a very good reason. Yeah, exactly. So this is Stony Stratford. We're at the top end, and we'll park around the back.
Farmhouse pizza.
And go and grab ourselves a little coffee.
There's a farmhouse pizza there. A Domino's.
Yeah, got a Domino's, yeah. That's the dance school I used to teach at.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Myra Tiffins. I didn't teach dance.
I was going to say, did you teach?
I am a great dancer. Wasn't then.
What's your go-to?
What's my go-to?
On the wedding floor.
A jive. I love a jive.
Your first in with a jive.
It's a fun one. Can't do the Charleston because I've got no cartilage left in my knee.
Yeah.
So my Charleston days are behind me.
Or maybe it helps.
No, it hurts.
It sort of wobbles.
It really hurts.
It really hurts.
I don't mind a merengue. Yeah, a bit of merengue, a bit of salsa.
What's a merengue?
What's a merengue with you? it's on the salsa, but on the beach. You're doing it on all four rather than stopping.
Salsa on the beach?
On the beat.
Oh, they said on the beach.
So you've got the Cuban motion with your hips. It's a constant left, right, rather than the 1, 2, 3.
Is it a solo?
No, partner dance.
Right.
I feel like I've not parked well at all. I can't work out what's going on here because I'm on a corner. I'm going to move it.
Yeah.
Put it over here.
Yeah.
Put it next to that purple one. I'm going in there. That guy's going to fight with us now. Record this. I've just nicked it.
It's the equivalent of the dash cam, isn't it?
He's livid. Absolutely livid. Bonk, 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 bonk. Are you all right? I just want to turn it a little bit more without crashing that car.
Oh.
I reckon we're all right.
I think so.
That sound nice as well for the
podcast. That'd be beautiful, yeah, yeah.
I'll turn it off.
They'll enjoy that.
There we are. I think I'm in the lines.
They'll ask for more of it.
Damn it.
I'll put it behind a paywall.
Am I in the lines on your side of the
road? You are.
Build a bit. I was going to pull in.
Build a bit of tension.
Oh, I don't know what's going on.
Jesus.
No, he's going in that one.
He's going away.
Work out. He's having a go at it now.
I'll build some tension.
All right. Well, I'm going to get out. I'll see you later. All right. Ta-ta.
He's in the lines.
Yeah, we're all right.
He did it.
Wonky,
he did it.
That's awful, isn't it? You stand there and look for me. Sure.
Yeah,
I'll be back in a minute.
Yeah, yeah. Enjoy.
Like an advert for Squarespace.
Steve's reparking the car. He is within the lines, but could be better. Oh, no, I've seen the other line, and he was two within one line compared to the other. That's much cleaner. That is much cleaner. That's beautiful. That's how you do it. That's much cleaner.
It's better now.
I went into slightly...
going on. My aunt works in that chemist.
Does she?
Yeah.
Should we say hello?
Not today, though. She's got shingles.
Oh, is she really?
Yeah.
Oh, God. That's awful.
Yeah, it's great.
Desperately painful, I believe.
Is it?
Yeah,
I don't know.
You can't take pain medication for it.
Can't you?
Because it doesn't work. Because something about your nerves go, no, I can tell it's not, I don't know.
Really?
I'm not a doctor, but I do know that.
Up, okay.
No, what I've done is I've given you half a fact, which is true,
all right.
But I can't give you the detail required to convince you that I know it for sure.
All right.
So you'll just have to believe me.
I'm going to.
Because I heard it on a different podcast that I listen to.
I'm not going
to
do anything with
that. No.
If I get shingles, I'll Google it. I won't just go, hang on, what did that bloke I did a podcast with 20 years ago?
Yeah, it's
I'll
much
do that,
harder
I'll
to.
His
yeah.
Advice.
I'll scroll through, I'll try and find that bit.
Yeah.
Or Google.
Google.
Don't send her any painkillers because she won't be able to use them.
Okay.
Just don't do that. This, don't do it. Oh, God, it's echoing in here now.
I think I got christened in that church, but I can't remember if I did. I think I did. I'm not religious.
No. Well, you probably wasn't your choice, right? At that stage.
No. Parents were very controlling when I was
didn't
a baby.
Go to, it went to a vote, but there was two against one. So. All in favour, say aye, and yeah. Yeah, you're out.
Ooh,
that looks nice. There's a little Halloween-y crafts shop. It's like Etsy, but in real life.
Yeah. Some Halloween
costumes. Yeah, that would be nice from there. That was cute. We moved up to Lake District when I was about 9 years old.
Sorry.
I know, well, you know. It was fun until I was about 15.
Yeah, I know we're in the past, see.
This is very reminiscent of a neighbouring town called Kirby Lonsdale, which is near, you know that way, Lancaster way?
Name,
I know. Well, apparently it's what Royston Vasey was.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. The name.
Where do you want to go though? Because we're now just walking on a street. Is it Costa?
What's the best coffee?
The old,
let's get a real.
Real one.
Are the local ones nicer?
What about that one? There might be a cafe out there.
What about that one there? This coffee house.
That's ice cream. Oh, that one. Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, the one we stood outside by.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Well, there we go.
That'll do.
Nice careful measurement. Thank you. My bag.
Picnic in the graveyard.
Picnic in the graveyard, yeah.
That Mario Kart.
Absolutely pathetic.
Only real man.
It's best not to question that.
This is proper.
See that thought, push it now.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That says we've got hot drinks and even hotter baristas, and I don't know how to feel about that.
Imagine if you're like, I like to make a complaint. I disagree with your stuff.
No, you know, the coffee's very hot.
Yeah.
Is that too weird? I mean, it's pretty weird.
It's pretty weird. I like it. We're in. What's this place called again, Steve?
Church. There was no Easter egg.
For fuck's sake. we've got coffee.
Shops. Church.
And we're going to sit in view of a graveyard. Because it's raining.
Yeah.
Under a...
It's spitting.
No, what is this called now? Let's think.
Well, I don't know.
Let's get that ecumenical...
Let's get this so you can... Oh, look, it's a nesting box of birds.
It's a nesting box. I think there's an actual bird in there.
It's looking...
I hope not. That's its eye.
Oh.
I've got a very funny... It's not funny story about... related to that.
Walking. What about that specific
That
bird?
Sort of thing.
Oh, right. I'll sit down. I'll make a decision.
I'll either cut now because I thought it was too grim for the podcast, or or it'll be the closer. I was in. Used to live in Ealing, walking through a lovely little sunny park in Ealing.
Yeah.
So many quite a few years ago now, thinking, such a lovely, what a lovely day. You know, and you have that little moment, that occasional moment, thinking, isn't life? Oh, yeah. It's all right, isn't it?
I'm going to rustle this bag.
So rustle. Really part of the noise. You know, things are going well. You think, and you look at the sun, you're hearing the birds, and isn't nature just lovely? Taking a full breath of air, and literally the second I thought that, an egg fell out of the tree next to me, shattered with a sort of mostly formed chicken fetus spread across right in my feet, right in my path. Hello, are we recording?
Bonjour.
I can see the numbers going up, the seconds, and I can see a big red.
That is big red. But does that mean you need to press it? It's no. Just saying this is the button.
It doesn't. No, don't.
Press it to be safe.
I've had it. Just to be safe. There we go. It's gone off. Much better.
Hello, I'm Steve McNeil. Welcome to my podcast live at the Volts Bar. I'm here today with...
What?
Gary Dutton. It starts with a G. I'm going to say Gavin.
Gavin Dutton. Gavin Dutton.
Gavin D. Gavin D. Gavi D.
Gavi D. Oh, Gavi D. You know him.
Gavi D.
From the thing.
From
that thing. Where he does the...
So what do you really think of Sam Pantalum?
He's a bit much, isn't he?
He's a lot, isn't he? Got big energy. Bigger. He's lost a lot of weight.
I see.
I think that's stress.
Yeah. Well, there's one way to do
it. Sometimes people lose weight and you look good, but he doesn't. No. He looks like, oh no, what happened?
Oh, you look... Oh.
He looks sad, thin.
It's when they lose it quickly, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it. Yeah. It looks like a deflated balloon.
It's over time and they've got a glow. It's different, isn't it? You think, look...
Yeah, because sometimes you see people that they've lost weight less. And they're vibrant. Like Helen, actually, like in The Scummy Mummies. Like she lost weight, she looks incredible. She's living life. You know, she's got a new star.
Oh, you are.
Sam looks like a ghost.
Sam, if you're listening to this...
We got what we need.
You look like a ghost.
I've called him much worse.
I can imagine. You say you'd known him since school?
No.
No?
No, you've made that up. Did you know him at school?
Full disclosure, it's Tuesday and the children have been kicking my ass and I'm already in a complete wreck. Didn't you not say that?
What? No.
You're going to see him on Friday.
I'm going to see him on Friday, but I didn't go to school with him 30 years ago.
Well, I've genuinely entirely made that up in my head then. No,
we've just got such brilliant rapport. We look like we've been friends forever.
That's what it is.
That's the save.
Where did you meet him?
We had the same agent when I started doing comedy. So we put together like a shit boy band.
Much less romantic a story,
it
isn't
is,
it?
Yeah, I think we met in a pub in central London somewhere and had a chat. And then we started doing
comedy.
And
they went, hey, you two.
Yeah, I'll be all right. And it, well, actually, there was loads of us, but everybody else quit. So then it was just us. So then we did it instead.
Okay. What was the show up in Bolton? No, you did say that. You did a show
up
in
true.
Bolton.
No, that's true. No, I did. I will admit to things I won't say. I'm not trying to be difficult.
I won't have it. I heard that.
You on any things that are true.
Just wild-eyed going, I know you said that.
You did. I'll play it back now.
Look.
Wi-Fi Wars was the show, so the sort of spin-off from Go 8-Bit that has become the main thing I do.
Please describe some of the details.
Wi-Fi Wars is a live interactive video game
and
comedy
it.
Show.
And do it.
Do you want it nearer?
Yes, please.
I'm
yes.
so sorry.
I was trying to do that in that kind of, you know, producer behind
I won't
the scenes,
pay attention.
But you've spoiled the
hello
the magic.
And action. Wi-Fi Wars is a live interactive video game and comedy show. So all the audience turn up and connect to our network, and they all play games and quizzes and things against each other.
You've been doing that for a while, haven't you?
Did it for nearly 10 years. It started out, Rob built the first toys of it back when we were doing Go 8-Bit as a live show. So we've been playing with Rob's toys since 2013.
No, it's a boring tech question. So has that evolved over time now? So these days?
No, it's exactly the same. It doesn't work on modern kit. We have to ask people to bring their old phones. It's a nightmare. It would have been far easier just to keep up to date with Node.js, but... He wouldn't have it, so no.
I thought you were going to be like, yeah, we've really, you know, we've added and incorporated this.
Yeah, we don't change it, but as a result, it gets worse every year.
Beautiful, really.
It worked with like six people when we started, and the mate, he's coded it and built a lot of stuff since, but also the hardware, like people's phones are better, and networking kit. It used to take us like 2 days to rig a show, and it takes minutes.
Yeah,
to sort of pop it open out of a bag and it's ready.
Because you've got things like what's the one where you can all put your phone in and it's like a quiz on the tele.
Oh, like the quiz, when we do the quiz night, you mean? We do like a quiz show?
Yeah, yeah, but there's an app, isn't there, called, it's like
oh,
a quiz.
I see. Oh, like Jackbox.
Jackbox, that's the one.
It's better than that, but yeah.
Better than Jackbox.
Yeah, I'm much better.
Officially better than Jackbox.
Well, we could do more people.
So what did you do in Bolton?
I did that. So we did two shows. We did a matinee for the families and then did an evening show for the not families. Although kids tend to come on the evening one anyway, so we try not to swear.
Are the games different between the two? Right?
We always do different. Yeah, we've got loads of different toys. So when we do it, we sort of say if you want to come to both, it's the same show, but it's different games and quizzes and things, so they can sort of come. And when we go back next time, it'll be different ones again. So
you've got a nice variety. And then that means you don't get bored out of your ass doing the same thing.
That's fine. That's fine, because it's all it's a weird one in terms of why it's comedy, but it is. But it's because it's sort of the narrative of them. So the show's always different because we don't know which team's going to be doing better or which kid is going to be in the lead, so we get them out to do a thing. The show's always different because it's always about... It's completely about the audience in that room and how they're getting on.
That's good, actually.
It's really fun.
You sort of blend in crowd work and games.
Yeah, it's weird. It's like improv comedy and video games, strangely, the show, because it's not scripted at all.
Because you do so many different things. I was doing I was having a little look over your show reel.
Were you
the other day?
Well, I used to do lots of different things. Now
you have
passed it and do the things I choose to.
Well, that's kind of ideal.
It's great.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm much happier now.
I was laughing. I saw you. There's a clip of you beating someone because I'm a massive Street Fighter fan.
Right.
Fighting games fan to the extent that it's just. At risk of ruining my life, just keep it over here. It's rationed now. I'm really in the deep end, right? Yeah. So I know the fella on the clip is a fella. There's a little clip of you beating like a Street Fighter pro.
Oh, when we did the
Street
charity
Fighter
thing,
2.
I handed his
because he's a Street Fighter 5 guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And he wasn't born when Street Fighter 2 was.
That's no excuse, though. Is it? I mean,
I know it's not. But because I'm that into it, I could see him. Because I know what he plays like as well. Just from that little clip, I'm like, he's gone cocky. He thinks, this guy doesn't know anything. I'm just gonna go in here. He won't catch me with anything.
No, I had no idea, and then I mullered him.
I was like, mate, you got mullered. That brought me a lot of joy.
Yeah, me too.
But, the thing with something like Street Fighter as well, and just going from, like, in the past, from playing it as a kid, because I'm always trying to find an angle to talk about Street Fighter, but I'm always worried to do it on the podcast.
We can just talk about Street Fighter if you want.
The problem is,
I
got into that position, it must be like 15 years ago now,
where
I went onto a forum, a games forum.
Don't go on a games forum.
No, never do that.
If you can take one thing away from this podcast, listeners,
I've learned my lesson.
Don't go to a games
forum. I've learned my lesson since. Like,
touch grass, make friends, don't go to a games
forum. Yeah, and I never should have.
No.
And it said, well, here are the underlying... systems.
Yeah.
Here's how it works.
The real stuff.
Right? And I went, oh, I didn't know.
You start reading the green zeros and ones coming down,
And that was it.
Wow.
Fucked. In trouble.
Yeah.
But also, it also puts me in memory of explaining this stuff drunkenly to a mate in a gaming bar, a few years later, going, no, you see, there's actually loads of underlying, and then we kind of went on at him for about half an hour. Mm-hmm. I said, hey, so should we have a game? And we played, like, I don't know, Alpha 3, and he battered me.
Great. You can learn all you want, mate, but you're still rubbish at it.
I was just like, oh, okay, shit.
What's your favourite version of Street Fighter 2?
Street Fighter 2?
Yeah.
Super. What's quite interesting is people complain about, with everything, but especially in fighting games now, about DLC and, additional characters and new additions and this sort of thing and charging for it. And you think, but that was always been the case.
I had to buy another 80 quid cartridge for Super Street Fighter.
The only difference is it couldn't send it straight to your machine.
Just because people were evil then, it doesn't mean they can't be now.
It's exactly the same deal.
Yeah, it doesn't make that okay.
Invent a new name for it. And that's all that was, all those versions. Yeah. It's just like, we patched it.
I'm asking the questions. So why did you like Super Street Fighter 2? Was it for the new characters or was it the balancing?
The new characters.
Okay, and who's your favourite?
I've always liked DJ.
Have you?
Yeah.
What's his special?
Because he's annoying.
What does DJ do? I haven't really played.
He's got the Sobats. He used to be Pure Charge, but in the new one he's not.
Oh, okay.
But
what did he do in that?
Sobat kicks, which are like, he was basically like a different version of Guile.
Ah, okay. All right, but he's doing it with
more
legs.
Annoying.
Right.
Guile with legs.
Guile with legs. If you can imagine such a thing.
Can you imagine? Guile with legs.
Wow.
Because he can still kick you away, but he's a pain in the ass with his forward moving Sobats and his weird little slide. And he's got all these weird, annoying moves that have persisted throughout that people hate, and it gets.
And that's what. So you like it because it makes other people sad.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's my goal. Yeah. Which is why I'm into the new character Aki, who's all like, she's a slithery snake.
I've not played it. Is that six now?
Yeah.
Yeah, not played.
Just don't.
I'm not that into fighting games.
Good. That's good. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
That's a good thing.
I prefer a side-scrolling thing like Final Fight. I'm more than I am Street Fighter.
Yeah, you beat them up.
I want to wander along and punch a new person.
Which have really gone now, aside from the kind of revival retro.
Yeah, there always a retro.
Remember this?
Castle Crashers was quite fun when that came out. That's old now, isn't it?
But and the new Streets of Rage was actually really good.
Yep. That was good.
It captured the spirit of it and the music.
Yeah. I'm not sure any young people cared.
No.
But we did.
We cared.
And that's what matters.
The Turtles remake was nice.
Yes.
Which is another one. That's just
Turtles are big ones.
Played that with my wife and she doesn't really play games. We just sat there going, because she went, I remember Shredder. And
well, it's a nice thing with them as well when you can just keep putting Shredder's 10p's in and just keep going.
But yeah, that was because before we transferred to the high quality microphones just now.
Yes.
I was about to slag off. Well, no, I wasn't really.
Oh, but, also, for your listeners, you were funny when you were.
Yeah.
I promised I'd tell them that you did make me laugh.
This is in between, in the gap.
Yeah.
I was a riot.
So I can't remember what you said, but it was
no,
good.
I can't.
It was good.
Oh, it was good.
Yeah.
But it's lost now. Because we were the only two that witnessed it.
Yeah.
But neither of us can remember.
But at least
remember.
You're getting this.
Yeah. So. But this bit's good too.
I agree.
Yeah, that was it. So I went round there and they had a lovely left field section. It's not called that there because it used to be called the Left Field Collection at Resd, and it's called Curiosities. That's it.
Right.
Went around that, which is cool and interesting. And then I just floated almost against my will towards the Evercade stuff.
Oh, yeah.
And just found myself sat there
mm-hmm.
and then ran into someone that I haven't seen who's in Games PR. Who sort of floated there as well, a similar age.
Yeah.
And he sort of found himself there, didn't know why.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a very heated, competitive game of California games.
Oh, wow. Against
fun. Each other.
Very nice.
And we're genuinely shouting and screaming and jumping around like it was
healthy.
Like we were doing something exciting. But with joy.
Oh, okay, good.
But we're like we were doing something. The rest of the venues over there with these, you know, 2023.
Yeah.
And we're just there going,
that's California Games for me, please.
What
was it on? On Mega Drive or Master System? Or?
Oh, I don't know what version they had. That must have been the Commodore version, I think.
Was it?
But they do it through that Evercade thing where they
have it.
But yeah, and we played, what's it called? Sack. It's called something like Sackball.
I don't know Sackball.
Right. And it's a beanbag. And it's keep you uppy with a beanbag.
Right, yeah. Sure. Yeah.
And you get
you
more.
You did this
points.
With a real beanbag, or you did a video game?
No, the video game
of
Sackball. Of Sackball.
Okay, on the Evercade.
Footbag.
Footbag. It can't be called footbag.
It's called footbag.
It cannot be right.
It's called footbag.
Footbag.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
It's called footbag.
Okay.
And you can, and the point is, you kick it out right, and you're supposed to do little tricks before you have to kick it again.
Okay. Footbag.
Footbag. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm presuming it was real. It's a real Californian sport.
Oh, this is in California Games.
Yes,
footbag.
Yes, yeah. Footbag. Right, kick it up. You do spin or do bounce it off your head.
Yeah.
Little spin. And they had daft names like transverse, like double pike or whatever. Into
okay.
And then you get points for that, for keeping it and then doing little tricks.
I'm going somewhere if this is real.
It's real. We got so into it.
Okay. Footbag.
And it's like, it's called footbag. Footbag. It's called footbag. Footbag. And it's like, you know, 1985 game or whatever it was released. So maybe it's more like late 80s.
Yeah. I want to say 86 or 87 for California. Maybe 87. I've gone to my head, 87. Home versions.
Yeah, possibly. And we were just losing our minds. And then looked at each other like, what are we doing? This is it's not even good.
But you've never been happier. And now here you are telling me about it in the rain. It's really stuck with you.
After going through a graveyard.
You're not telling me about your kids being born, but you've spent 10 minutes on footbag.
On footbag. Oh, did you not get the brief? We're going to do 10 minutes on footbag, I said.
No, I don't read emails.
No. That's a shame. I've got to send you reams of stuff.
No, you sent
it.
Them. Yeah. I don't read them.
Yeah, who did that? And then a bit of Body Blows. Do you remember Body Blows?
Are you going to list all the games in California? Okay.
No, Body Blows isn't a game in
just
California
for a
games.
So I can prepare.
Body Blows is a beat 'em up on the Amiga.
Oh, right, okay.
And we moved over to that.
I like the Amiga.
And I could remember the moves. I felt. Okay. I can't remember if I felt good or bad about that.
Is it one of those ones where you couldn't even. You'd forgotten the game existed, but then you put the controller in your hand and go, I know what I'm doing here.
It's went.
I don't know why I know.
There's a ninja. Yeah. Steve. There's a ninja in the game.
Okay.
It's called Ninja.
Well, you would be.
And when he does his special moves, he shouts.
Ninja?
Yeah.
Now they've gone for the branding on that. And
there's a lot of, you know, these days there's a bit more, they put a bit more time into research, you know, the sort of cultural side of things, the research.
I'm not sure, but I think the character that just shouts their own name that is Martin.
Yeah.
I mean, Mario shouts, it's a me, Mario. So.
He does, but that's, he's sort of prefacing it with.
It's a me. He's gilding the lily a little
Mario.
Bit. Yeah.
He shouted
it's
Mario.
It's that new guy, isn't it? Spoiling it.
Have they said?
Don't build your part.
Have they said who the new voice for
him? There was a photo on Twitter, I think.
Oh, was there? I haven't seen that. That's
cushy job, isn't it?
I was always a bit like, poor Charles, that is so, you know. They've given me the job of Mario Ambassador.
Yeah. It's not a job.
It's not a job, is it, Charles? What they've done is they don't want to sack you.
To be fair, I mean, he was dining out on that for 30 years.
You might as well do it as a it's fucking a,
set
job.
Set up in 1996, went, woohoo! Right,
that's me.
Yeah, that's my. What's my job?
Yeah,
that. I just did it.
Well, there were some people upset that he wasn't voicing the character. Like
I
he's,
know, but
he's,
a
he's
war
not
on.
An actor. There's a war on.
Doesn't matter, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Doesn't matter.
You've got to pick what you're upset about, haven't
Christ.
You? But also, it's like he's not a voice actor. He's just he's some a bloke. He's, he seems like a nice bloke,
which is great.
Listen,
good.
But good he just goes. Wubba.
Yeah.
Is he Martinet? Do you think he's got the heritage to be doing that accent in the first place? That's what it...
Well, were you saying Martinet sounds more like a French name than an Italian name?
Should
maybe?
We cancel Charles Martinet at this late stage?
Well, I see no reason not to, so sure.
Let's do it.
Let's cancel him.
Cancel him. But, that Mario Ambassador
glass houses
thing.
With two white blokes wearing the same jumper at a pub in a very pleasant village.
I took my coat off and we had the same...
Yeah, we are, yeah.
It's almost the have exact same colour, isn't it?
You've got to make sure you take a photo of the two of us.
I think I put my coat on to protect the...
Dignity.
The dignity. There we are. You can see it under the coat.
Sort of, but yeah, you've masked it a bit.
I've masked it. Yeah. It's dangerous. Mm. I've completely sidetracked myself now. Good. California Games, Mario.
I mean, you're saying that like you're talking through like the plan that you had for what you're going to say. Okay, what have we done? We bought a coffee, foot bag, Council Charles Martinet, and then what was it on my tightly prepared script that we talk about next?
Straight into
foot
go bag.
On. Yeah. What was next straight on your set bag. List?
Fucking hell. Yeah. I'm building
it,
yeah.
It could be anything.
We're talking about the variety of stuff. You
right,
know,
right, yes.
Look at me doing, getting all serious again.
That's good. No, it's good. And I'm coming with you. I'm with you.
And why that's... And is that something that's important to you? Because I know you're doing... You know, you've done a lot of different things. You're presenting. Mm-hmm. We've got... Of course, we've got Go 8-Bit.
Yep.
We've got everything else in between. You've got your stand-up, mm-hmm. which is kind of... Is that... When you're doing your stand-up, is it like a... Do you like to keep that separate from...
Yeah, I mean, the stand-up really was... what happened with stand-up, the reason that first show came about was because I'd written a load of stuff for Go 8-Bit and it never got used.
Right.
And I'd written the book and...
I appreciate the honest answer on that.
No, it was. I'd written all these fucking jokes on the TV show and they never got used. So it was like, oh, right, well... And actually, that's why the book got written, because I went, oh, well, I'll just shovel them in a book and then I can write a book. And then the book became sort of its own history of video games thing and... We talked about doing a book tour, so it was like, oh, well, I'll go and get all the jokes. So most of it already existed, or a lot of it did pre-existed, and so it just became a new avenue for a lot of jokes I'd written about video games. So it was more of an offshoot of everything else than it was its own thing.
Right, I see. Yeah. It's something you want to do that before as well? Is it something you wanted to do for ages?
Me and Sam had done sketch before, and we'd sort of done various bits.
Had you done stand-up in the past, or...?
I'd done a bit, but I'd done more double act stuff with Sam than I'd done stand up.
Right.
A lot of stand up, so I'd done bits. Yeah. But I'd spent the last 10 years by that point going on stage and trying to be funny.
Right. So you thought might as well. might as well continue.
Yeah.
So the book is kind of a blend of that as well. You've got your
Well, the original idea with the book was that I was gonna. The book was sort of a passion project for me. I hated doing it because it's exhausting writing a book.
Yeah.
But there isn't. because in the UK, it's all about computer games, and history of video games is often very US-centric or Japan-centric.
Yeah.
And it sort of falls down the middle. But also, if you buy a lot of books, they either write about is what's going on in Japan or is what's going on in America. And actually, the UK is very underserved, but also they're all in their little silos. So my book was an attempt to read everything ever about video games and synthesize it into a single chronological or thereabouts narrative of everything.
Yeah.
Because I really love video games and I wanted to do it properly. Hopefully, it's either funny or awful, depending on whether you find my style of writing charming or frustrating, as the Amazon reviews will attest. It's meant to be a proper book that actually will tell you all the stuff that happened ever in all areas of video games, so even like early online stuff and everything.
Yeah.
It's pretty comprehensive, although whistle stop. It doesn't go deep, 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 but it tries to cover everything that happened until 98.
So it was kind of a showcase for your knowledge on games.
It's just a thing that I had the opportunity, because I was on telly, I had the opportunity to be given money to write a book.
Yeah. That too,
I thought, well, I'll write the one that I'd like to write the most is this one.
Rather than it's always been inside me.
I had no desire to write a book and I hated writing it.
Was it a pain in
really
the ass?
Well, there was a lot of stuff going on with family. Like, we had some bereavements and really difficult stuff going on.
Yeah.
So I was sort of having to muddle through.
And you're trying to write this thing about
getting... you've got a deadline and you're not sleeping. And so it was quite hard. And just writing a book is hard. And because I decided I was going to make this... The problem you've got if you're writing a book about video games in Japan and in America and in Europe and the UK is you can't do what you normally do, where you go, right, okay, well, consoles, you start off with like the Atari 2600, then there's the NES and the Master System, then there's you can go through in generations. Yeah. The moment you bring 8-bit computers and all that stuff into the middle of it, or those weird early PCs in Japan, you go, well, there's no fucking timeline now, is there? Because it's just every year... something new. So I sort of ended up having to strand it, and you do a chapter where you go, okay, we'll follow that thing along to a logical point, then we'll pop over there and follow that one back through. So it sort of rewinds time with each chapter to go back and catch up, and so there's sort of three strands running in parallel through the book, really. But just to pull all the information together and make that make sense and work out how to structure that and not go mad.
And throw jokes in.
And try, yeah, and then, and yeah, like the last, well, the jokes was the last... There was jokes in it, but the last part was trying to make it more my voice and more humour, because that was sort of feedback from my director, who I worked with a lot of stuff on. And so that was the final thing, really. The job of writing the book became very much a structural, find all the things out and tell them in a light, breezy way, which was its own nightmare, before I then tried to make it entertaining as well. It was a proper like PhD research project, right? But it's really good. I think it's a really good book. I'm very proud of it, which might sound arrogant, but...
No.
You can slag me off on Twitter if you want.
Yeah, do it. Go on, dare.
Yeah, go on a date. I'm not on it because you pricks are on there.
Always fun. And that's why you won't find me.
Yeah.
No, it's funny, people get really weird about you, someone being proud of their own work.
Mm.
Like it's a massive...
It's not very British, is it?
It's not, no. But I think that should be okay to do
I'm very proud of my book.
Yeah.
I know, because I read every book about video games that you could get when I wrote mine as research. There wasn't a book about video games that told all those stories in one book when I wrote mine. There's a couple now, but there weren't when I wrote mine.
So you've got stories around it rather than just, you know, your facts-based. And then this came out here at this point.
Yeah, it's chronological, but it is hitting all the, that game came out, and that platform came out, and those things. But it's about the people behind them and the stories underneath them that are interesting, and also my relationship with that and sort of the wider societal thing. So it's very, you should get it. The audiobook's very, very...
bloody will.
Very listenable. Everybody's got Audible credits they can't be bothered to use because... Yeah. No, we all don't do audiobooks anymore, but we still got credits. So get it with that. It won't cost anything.
Chuck it in.
I won't get any money. Publisher
dishes.
Will.
Dishes. Oh, good. Yeah, good. Well, I'll make sure to do it that way.
I had a disgusting advance, so I don't think they'll ever make it back. I had my taste, so you can do what you want with the rest
of it. It's all good.
Download it off Pirate Bay. I don't care.
Sweet. Sweet.
Like it'll be on Pirate Bay. You can't find anything on Pirate Bay anymore. You need to get on a private tracker, guys, if you're downloading illegal torrents.
Yeah, come on.
Keep up.
Please.
It's not Napster. Come on.
Napster.
We've got new stuff now. Sorry. I was telling people how to illegally download content.
I've got a friend who's
all
been
right,
married
shall
to off. His... Yeah, I know. Who's been married to his wife for... Blah, 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 20 years, 15 years.
Okay.
And they met on Napster.
What?
They met on Napster.
Why have they told people that?
It's mad, isn't it? Mad. Weird.
How do you meet on Napster? Is she an MP3?
downloaded it straight to the, and it's, you've never looked back. Love at first sight.
Weird, but all right.
Yeah, no, there was a little messaging system in it. So you could message someone who...
And they were the only two people who knew that.
Yeah, yeah. Essentially, yeah.
Wandered around in an empty room going...
Yeah. All right. Yeah, he went, oh, I love this song. Quite I can't remember what it was. And went, yeah, it's good, isn't it? But anyway, should we get married?
Yeah, all right.
There was a bit in between, but largely that was what happened.
Are they generally weird, or was that just like, that was just an exception?
Are they weird?
Yeah, yeah.
No, they're great. Right. Yeah, yeah. Right, okay, pretty good. Normal and...
I'm very happy for them.
Masseuse and a photographer.
So music piracy isn't all bad?
No, exactly. I think it's largely not.
I don't know. I mean, I imagine if I was a musician, I wasn't making any money anymore, I'd be livid, but I'm not.
If I bring that story to them, they'll quickly change the tune, I'm sure.
Yeah.
James Hetfield, I'll tell him that. He'll be like, that's all right.
Okay, so, all right. We've covered a lot of piracy, haven't we?
Let's roll back before I get lost again.
What else can you do that's illegal on the internet? You can get drugs on the Onion one.
The Onion?
There's like the Onion thing, isn't there?
The parody.
The Onion ruler. You know, the Onion ruler. The underneath internet. Tor, all that.
Dark web.
Yeah, the dark web.
Silk Road.
Silk Road.
Silk Road.
God, we're old. Yeah. And murders.
Silk Road. Are you one of these people who are... I've noticed with Ellie, right?
I don't... Not to don't go back to her. Ellie standards. I resent that.
She's playing Assassin's Creed at the moment on her...
I'm playing Assassin's Creed at the moment. I have to stop playing it to come here.
Sorry about that. Sometimes she gets really stuck on things that seem a bit... They seem quite simple, right?
Are you suggesting that Ellie isn't very good at video
games?
Maybe. Yeah, I agree.
Video games beyond 1992.
Yeah, that's right. She can play Aladdin on the Mega Drive. Do
you suffer from that same problem, or have you kept up with time? And do you have the same enthusiasm for modern stuff as you...
Oh yeah, no, I'm not like totally retro head. I still play modern games all the time. So I'm playing the new Creed at the moment and the new Forza and Spider-Man 2 comes out on Friday on the PlayStation.
It does,
Mario Wonder as well. It's a good week for games.
It is a good week for the weekend games.
So no, I'm still playing all the new things. I've got a kid now and she's getting into them, so doing all that. So I have all of the different systems and I actively am playing a newish game on all of them.
Okay.
But I've also got all the old retro consoles in an arcade cabinet.
It's got the full...
I've got all the games ever.
Everything.
And I play all of them. But I probably play new stuff more than I play retro stuff.
You
now.
Do.
Retro stuff I tend to play more as part of work than as...
Because
actually, most of it's crap, isn't it?
It's true.
I don't want to offend anybody listening, but actually, you know, it's nice to pop back and play Sonic the Hedgehog on the original Mega Drive, which I have done.
Yeah.
After about 10 minutes, that's plenty of that.
Yeah.
Because some games are nice to go, like Super Mario World stands up now as a 2D platform.
Yeah.
It's still great. It's perfect platform.
I think...
Whereas Mario on the NES... doesn't really. It's a bit of a pain in the ass. No save states. Like emulators are great for save states. Save states are a good thing. Saving is you don't have to complete all eight levels of Mario on one credit.
No.
It's or why
drive yourself mental.
To prove what?
I mean, that's why they put that level skip in the first place, isn't it?
See, yeah, it's insane.
So they were aware, you know.
So there's better things like that. But there are old ones I will go back and play.
Yeah, I think there's definitely like a cut-off point where stuff like back. Commodore 64 and earlier is like, there's going to be problems with it that you can't get around, but there's still interesting, important things.
Then like Wi-Fi Wars, when we do the dive show, the first game we always play is Pong. And Pong stands up now. Like it's the oldest one. And Pong, we have 300 people playing Pong and they're all screaming and losing their minds playing Pong. So there is a purity of gameplay in some of them that stands up. Like racing games age well. So things like Sprint, Super Sprint, which is top-down 2D, right? Like it looks like shit, but it plays exactly like any top-down racer would.
I'm putting in mind of Iron Man, what's he called? Iron Man Mike's off-road challenge, which is one of those.
Oh, right, the
screen, and they had the humps and the little bumps around it.
Yeah, exactly. Skid Marks was the one on Amiga, that was great.
Super Skid Marks. Caravans. That was a great little...
But that's the thing, like if there's a purity of gameplay, they stand up.
Yeah.
It's where maybe they haven't got the... They have a need for modern concessions to impatience that didn't exist then, like save states. Then you go, I don't know.
Yeah, it's true. And there's definitely something about, as you say, you're playing it with a huge number of people like that in a live environment.
Yeah, I mean, it's different than just two of you, but yeah, it's still part. I think even if we just went and played Pong now, it's still fun.
Yeah.
Because you are still scoring a point, and there's a simplicity to it which is still compelling.
Yeah, and strategy, and yeah, you can bring all that into it, right?
Yeah,
but I think so. Yeah.
So, and that's the oldest one. Well, it's, you know, there's like computer space and things. But
space
oldest,
was
really.
It space war?
Space war, yeah.
Is that the oldest?
Well, it's more complicated than that. Arguably, Bagatelle's the oldest.
Like, no, I saw you talking about Bagatelle.
Because it's coin operated.
I said that like as accusing you.
Mechanism in it,
so saw you talking about Bagatelle.
Yeah, I did. Yeah,
that's worth pinball.
There's a number of resources that consider Bagatelle to be the beginning of sort of arcade amusements, like electronic amusements.
Because it's got an electronic element.
It's got a coin up. Yeah, well, it didn't have a coin thing at the beginning, I think, but it's got electronic sensors. It's got a coin up, so it's got all the ingredients of an electrical game.
So it'd be your first thing.
Yeah, but that's still fun as well. Pinball's great.
I don't think I've played Bagatelle.
Haven't you?
No.
Yeah, there was a pub when I was at uni that had an old Bagatelle table still in it. That was very, very satisfying.
Sounds
and the old like Bar Billiards ones as well. You ever played those?
Yes. Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Better than video games, really.
Yeah. Why do we bother?
I don't know.
That?
You could have a pint when you played Skittles, couldn't you?
You could. It's too confusing now. Yeah. Played that cocoon.
Just throw a wooden cheese at some pins.
It's my speed.
Love it. Although shuffleboard's making a comeback. Have you been to that new shuffleboard place?
Shuffleboard's making a comeback.
Yeah. There's an electric shuffleboard place in London that's brilliant.
Is it actually good?
Yeah, it's incredible. It's a really like trendy bar, and they do really nice food and booze.
That's got, whacking like, them up with the holes and the
hoit your things along, and yeah, it's incredible.
We went to a golf bar. What's the new in London? There's in London. There's one in Westfield.
An indoor golf course.
Yeah, the crazy golf one, but there's a chain of them.
Yeah. And Swingers.
And they've got
no, it is called Swingers.
Is it really?
One of them is, yeah.
Okay. It's not that one, but okay. They've got little RFID chips in the balls. Mm-hmm. In the balls. Now that's what they've got now.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had a round of that. Yeah. Got two of the holes. I got a hole in one.
Well done.
Didn't register on both.
Oh, mate.
Including
can
the
you
final.
Can you not manually amend your scorecard accordingly?
No, it does it for you. You can't touch it.
Wow.
The last bit, there's a massive ramp, right?
Yeah.
And you've got to get it as far up as you can.
Yeah.
And it's like, you know, 20 points, 30 points, 40 points going all the way up.
Have you got the sort of friends who go, it's all right, we know you won by a couple on that? Or were they like, ah?
Well, it was with family.
Okay, so that's no.
And they went, ah.
Yeah, okay.
Equally cruel, if not more so. Yeah. But it goes all the way up, Steve. The top is 100 in a little hole at the top.
And you got it in it.
And if you go too far, it's a...
Yeah, straight off your own and bollocks, too.
Yeah. Got it in.
Well done.
And it said, please take your shot. I said, I fucking did take my shot. And I couldn't get it back because then it goes down and it's gone then.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I needed to share that with someone. That's things I did recently, not things I did a while ago.
We've covered all of it, haven't we? Stuff you did last week.
Things I did quite
years
recently.
Ago.
That's a new section of the book. Things we did quite recently.
So is this therapy?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Are you recording at all? Is this not?
I'm not. Oh, I thought you were. Oh no!
Fucking hell!
If we haven't recorded this, what's
going on?
I don't know what it is if we have recorded it, but if we haven't, Christ! We'll go again. Get the set list out. We'll start again.
Yeah,
so,
yeah,
what was it? Blockbuster. Charles Martinet.
Canson Charles Martinet. old things that hold
old
up.
Thing, yeah,
but might not.
Street Fighter.
Gal with
your
legs.
Mate.
My mate. The other guy that's not my mate, but I know him.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all of them. That,
I think we've done it. I didn't know we'd get through all that in an hour.
Well, yeah, you didn't believe me when I showed
we'll
you the list.
When I read the email,
no way.
I was like, we'll never do all that in an hour. There's
no way.
Christ, but we did it.
Oh, footbag.
Oh, footbag.
Yeah.
Can't believe I forgot.
Remember footbag?
Yeah. Well, I do now. I didn't an hour ago. I need to call Ellie after this and have a word.
Yeah, just be like... Do you...
What the fuck is... Good.
All right.
Well, you can't use any of this.
No.
But...
I know.
You've had a coffee.
I've had a coffee.
And a Coke.
And I've seen...
You saw the concrete cows. You don't have to come around the Keynes again now. You've done all the sights.
No, I'm coming back to touch the cows.
I'm not driving you by the cows.
No.
We've all got
just drop me off at the cows.
I'll drop you off at the cows. Yeah. Well, I'll point you in the direction of the cows from this point.
As the crow flies.
Yeah.
Let's take it from there.
Yeah, that's fine.